Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone.
Restrictions apply.
It's time for a show with Lacey and me. I smell like flowers. Lacey smells like pee. It's the Amber and Lacey. Lacey and Amber show.
So I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
The very first show.
Yeah.
I almost sang that same thing. And I don't even think I could get out the word pee. I laughed so hard, but only because before I said pee, I looked at your face and it was like looking at 4-year-old Amber and someone snatched her cookie away. And I really felt bad. But you clearly sung it like,
that's right.
You know, you were proud.
Yeah, everyone knows
it. I felt a little bit of shame when I sang, because you shamed me with that baby face.
Did it go on the show?
It had to have.
Then you should have let me sing it. This is your fault.
I think it's hilarious.
I just think it's really true.
No!
I think this is what the people need to know. No. We can't just act like you smell normal. That's dishonest. It is, guys. She really stinks. Lacey, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. I'm Amber Ruffin.
I'm Lacey Lamar.
One of us smells like pee. It's Lacey. Lacey, how do you feel today?
Okay, I need to talk about something.
Oh, wow. Hot out the gates.
I think I may have brought it up, but now... So in Omaha, Nebraska, I was asked to narrate a documentary. And it is about redlining in Omaha, Nebraska. We all know about redlining. Mm-hmm. It's all over the United States.
Okay.
That's what the United States is redlining, to keep people of color out of certain areas and to, you know, their housing became basically worthless. They'd always build the highway you know, and it was so, you know, watching this, cause we had an opening night and they showed the documentary. So many older people of color didn't know anything about it. And so I was sitting next to this lady and she goes, "Oh my God. And every black city, the highway is through it. I never thought about it." And I was like, yes, they do that. Breaks up the neighborhood. It's, you know, lowers the value. And so this document is excellent. It's getting a lot of buzz.
The documentary.
The documentary. And it's called Divisible.
Oh.
And it's going to be entered into some film festivals. And it's really taking off.
Oh.
And so I'm just going to be keeping everybody posted.
I like that.
I was so into it when I saw it. I saw it at the Benson Theater in Omaha, Nebraska. It has not been released out yet to the public. But you can go on YouTube and just Google Divisible Omaha, Nebraska. And you can see little clips of it. But once it's like a big, big thing about it, now let everybody know. But I was watching it and it's so good that halfway through I'm watching it and I go, that's my voice. Like I was listening to myself give the information and I'm so into it because I'm from this city. And they are telling some heart-wrenching stories. I'm crying and then I go, that's me. That's my voice.
You made yourself cry.
I made myself cry. But I was so into it that I was just like, oh, and by the way, that's me talking. But it's so great.
And that's a documentary called Divisible,
mm-hmm,
about redlining in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
And we're going to keep our eye out for it.
Keep your eye out for it.
I'm going to keep my butt out for it. Just kidding. Hey, everybody. I saw a movie last night. It's called Problemista. It was with Julio Torres. And I am the biggest Julio Torres fan. I think he is the funniest person alive. He has a special called My Favorite Shapes, and I love him so bad. Now, the thing about Julio Torres is the comedy is ridiculous. His show is Los Spookies on HBO. It's the fucking funniest shit. His special is My Favorite Shapes. Julio, I don't know if I do speak to Julio when I see him. It's hard to remember the people you love and the people you actually say hi to, because I fucking love him so bad. So he's made this movie called Problemista. He wrote and he starred in it, and it's starring him and Tilda Swinton as the two main characters.
What?
And then the other main character is fucking RZA.
No, RZA. It's not.
And I thought, oh, did they say SZA wrong? I was like, no, it's fucking RZA. It's just so cool. It's the best movie. I loved it so bad. The audience was screaming, laughing, crying. He has such a specific comedic voice. I can't believe I said such a doofy thing.
He's got a specific comedic
voice. It's true. But it's true. He really does. It's very special. You know, you're watching. He could not be in it. You would know, oh, this is a Julio Torres joint. I just love it when little pumpkins succeed. Just like Julio. And just like Problemista, and just like Divisible.
Can you give us a little bit of what it's about?
Problemista is about, God, it's really hard. It's really hard. It's about a man who was cryogenically frozen, and them trying to get his paintings put on display.
Okay.
To honor his memory. I probably said too much. But you should see it, and you should see Divisible. Guys, we're here today for a very special reason. We're having an intervention to tell Lacey.
What? See, that's why everybody don't need little sisters. You don't need them. They just mess with your life.
We're bad. But guys, we are happy you're here. We're happy we're here. And you know who else we're happy about? Dave Hill.
Yay!
Fucking musician, author, painter, designer, everything. Dave Hill. He's here. We have him in our little hands. We're squeezing him. Just kidding. But I would. I am a type of person who grabs your arm and squeezes it while they talk.
We're squeezers. We are.
Sorry. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to meet the incredible Mr. Dave Hill.
Yay.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show, okay? Today is pretty special. Want to know why? Because we're going to introduce you to a guy who's a comedian, musician, author, painter, designer. He's eclectic with a capital E. Everybody, welcome Dave Hill.
Yay!
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dave, will you please tell us all of your feelings?
Right now or just in life in general?
Right now. And today.
Today, well, I feel like my mood in general has been pretty good the last 8 months. I've had a really good run.
Oh, yay.
But in the last few days, I think it's because I've this thing and then been touring a lot. And then I sort of consciously planned to be home a lot in March and April.
Yeah,
and then as it just started like this week, and I'm like, "Oh no, now!" and then, just the weather. You guys are in New York right now, right?
Yeah,
it's just not. It's not like the most joyous weather.
It's dreary.
It's a little dreary.
Yeah, it reminds me too much of my native Cleveland, which I fled.
What was wrong with Cleveland? I went there recently and I had a lot of fun and nice food.
Oh, it's great. Cleveland's great. It's just very overcast.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's lovely. It's gray like 300 days a year. Oh. What did you do in Cleveland? Were you doing a show?
The Wiz. It was on tour. In Cleveland. And I wrote it. So I had to go look at it and clap.
Oh, that's so great. Yes, I've been following your exploits on Instagram.
Exploits makes it sound real good. Thank you. Yay.
Well, exploits, it can be all sorts of things. Where did you eat in Cleveland? I'm sorry. I don't mean to ask so many Cleveland
questions. I'll never remember. I'm shocked I remembered Cleveland. I have the world's worst memory. How's your memory?
Well, Cleveland's very memorable. It's the Paris of Northeastern Ohio.
Oh. Zut allure.
Yeah. You can't. I mean, Akron's a close second, but not really.
Oh, Akron,
but,
Paris. Akron.
My memory is really good, actually. Like, I can remember, like, I can tell people. It's not like one of those people that is borderline disorder, but I can usually recount, like, what people wore,
what they said,
what they ate. I can remember like what their friend's mother did for a living.
Whoa.
But then I struggle to remember my own friend's name.
Oh.
So it's sort of like,
that's bad.
No, it's bad. I mean, usually not when they're right in front of me, but I'm like, who's my one friend? Oh yeah, that guy.
I also have that a little bit.
I have that about everything.
But I feel like my memory is not long for this world.
No, we're old. We're getting older.
It's coming.
It's sort of a blessing though, isn't it? You know, like I want, sometimes I pray, not to anyone in general about this particular subject, but sometimes I pray to forget things.
Now that's good. And I do have that. And every once in a while, I'll be talking to someone and my friend will be like, "You talking to that guy that called you a raggedy bitch?"
I was just about to say that. I went to a whole dinner,
yeah,
and there was a man across from me at the table
And afterwards, when we all left, they said, Lacey, you were talking to blah, blah, blah forever. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, remember he said this, this, and this to you? And I was like,
yeah,
he thought I forgave him.
That's too bad. That happens to me a lot.
It happens to me.
Although I don't make a lot of enemies. I'm looking to make more. So if you're disagreeable out there, we're looking for someone to hate and then instantly forget.
Yeah. So do you guys do this? Like someone will get, like even if someone I've historically been friendly with, they'll get on my bad side about something and I'll kind of have them filed away like in the mental doghouse for long stretches of time. And then the next time I see them, I'll have an enjoyable time with them. And I'm like, all right, I'm hitting reset on this person. They're cool with me.
Yeah.
And then you forget the good time and you're like, no, they're in the doghouse. And then you go like, oh, no, no. You let them out of the doghouse mentally.
Yeah.
They're okay. And I have to remind myself, oh, no, they're cool with me again.
Yeah, it works both ways.
It does.
Guys, and this is why, and I've always said this, you got to keep a spreadsheet of everyone you know. Okay?
With
a picture. With a picture.
A picture.
A description and their name, because you can't remember all three at once.
So then when you walk up to him, like, hi. Oh, no, nine.
That's
and
right.
Then you walk off.
Yeah. That's right. Well, do you guys do this where you, like at some get together and you can't remember someone's name and you want to introduce them? And then you go, you guys know each other. I'll be right back. So you don't have to.
I've never done that.
And then they go, no, we don't know each other. And I'm like, oh, okay. I just have you guys. And then.
There's a better way to do that, Dave Hill.
No, I like that.
There is.
This is the way to do it.
It's the worst way.
That's the worst way to do it.
No, I'm fine.
This is the best way to do it. You go, oh my God, to the person whose name you don't know. Have you met Lacey? She's my sister and she is so much fun. Then Lacey goes, oh, hi. And then they introduce themselves.
Well, I mean,
I don't mind. I feel like people are on to it, though. Oh,
mm-hmm. No, no one's on to me.
Yes, they are.
No one is on to me. Everyone thinks I'm special.
And then it's really embarrassing if you really are supposed to know this person's name.
Guys, I've never known anyone's name, and I'm fine. And I like everyone, and they like
me. What I do is I really investigate. If someone's coming towards me that I don't know, I will run from them. Asks, and Amber has seen me do this. I'm like, Amber, who is that in the corner with the blue dress? Then I run back to them and act like, I didn't run from you just now, Sarah. How are you doing?
Yep.
I investigate because I can't be that person that's like, I know you, but I don't.
I'll never know your name. I'll never admit it. Everyone's fine. It's fine. I'm the youngest of five. No one ever calls me Amber.
You're the youngest of five?
Yeah. She was the dog's name. Everybody. We went through everyone's name to get to her.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a name.
I'm the fourth youngest of five.
Oh.
He's Jimmy.
You're Jimmy.
You're our brother Jimmy.
Oh, yay.
I would be honored to be your brother Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy, the actual Jimmy would probably take umbrage with that.
Jimmy doesn't care.
All right.
Jimmy would be like, I'll trade you.
Right. He'll give his position up.
Jimmy's had it too good for too long. He's out.
Jimmy's out. Dave is
in. I think I could bring a lot more Dave, heat. Family gathering.
You would jump into our musicals all the time.
Yeah.
You would be that. We'd be like, Jimmy. Sorry, we're not going to call you Jimmy. We're doing West Side Story. You are Anita. Go. Because we need, everyone's going to take a role.
Everyone needs a role.
Oh my God. You would jump right in.
I like that you're calling Jimmy though. Because if you call me Jimmy, that kind of, it helps me forget my problems.
Yeah. It invites you into a new character.
Sink into the life of Jimmy.
I love it.
Okay. Dave, word on the street is you love hockey so much that you wrote a book about it called The Awesome Game, One Man's Incredible Globe-Crushing Hockey Odyssey.
Okay. I did.
Do you feel like that's too long a title?
I do feel, but also at the same time, not long enough. I tried to lengthen it. I tried to make it more rambly, but my publisher... was just like, no, it's good. But I guess, you know, you got to explain to people what game you're referring to. So they made me do the title.
So that's 10 words, The Awesome Game, One Man's Incredible Globe-Crushing Hockey Odyssey. Our two books are You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey, Crazy Stories About Racism. We got you beat by one word.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm sorry I said it was long, because ours is longer.
Ours is long.
I like a long title.
I know people always talk about, you know, editing and less is more, but I disagree. I think more is more.
More is more.
100%. You're talking
more,
to the two
more
right
words,
people.
More notes.
Yeah.
More pictures on the wall.
Yeah. More is more. Mm-hmm. And everyone should know that. Less is not more.
Yeah.
Less was never more. You're confused.
No.
Dave, are you up for a quick quiz on hockey trivia?
Yeah, totally.
Well, there's a twist. The quiz will be about hockey and pop culture. Let's see who has what it takes to score
a win. Oh, good.
I'll
do even better.
I'm going to win
at
this hockey.
Maybe I'll do better.
Lacey, you think you're going to win?
If the pop culture questions cut off at 1994, I'll be unstoppable.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. I predict I will not get a single one right.
I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
Lacey says that all the time. She's never won. She's bad.
Very confident.
Guys, question number one. The basis of this early 90s film was a reckless lawyer who gets caught drunk driving and has to coach a kid's hockey team as part of his community service.
Oh, I know that movie.
It's the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. We just be shouting shit out.
Yeah,
there's no order. There's no rules
fast
or order.
I thought
I was supposed to try to answer them, but that's not.
We all try to answer them. Just shout it out.
In the middle of the question, you can shout it out.
Preferably while
care.
I'm talking.
Yeah. We don't care.
I concur. That is the Mighty Ducks.
Lacey?
It is the Mighty Ducks.
My friend Danny Tamborelli was in that.
I love that kid. Oh, kid.
Yeah.
My God.
He's great. He's a grown man.
He's the baby now. Still a baby.
He lives in New York.
He does.
He lives here. Yeah.
I'm going to find him and give him one little kiss and then quickly go to jail. Okay. Question number two. This mid-90s Pittsburgh Penguins jersey was made famous by which rap artist? And what iconic music video did he wear it on that turned the jersey into a cultural phenomenon? Now,
Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice.
Just about to say Snoop Dogg as a joke. I was going to say Snoop Dogg as a joke, but I have no clue.
Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice. I was not going to say that.
One of my favorite.
Is that
rap
right?
Songs.
Or no, it's not right.
The chat will tell us right now.
Oh
Dave
my
is
God,
correct.
Jimmy is right.
Yay!
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Do you know how I know this?
How?
Well,
I love that video.
Snoop Dogg is the only. I love hockey jerseys. I collect them, but at the same time, I think they're the lowest form of human dress. Like, unless you're playing hockey, like to walk around in them is the
no
biggest I give up
that.
Look on earth.
You're
but
right.
In when Snoop Dogg wears a hockey jersey, he looks amazing.
Yeah, he does a good job. He's a hockey jersey is a little bit of a moo-moo. It's got
it's
a
yeah, you just put it on. But he wears
moo-moo.
he's like a good, you know, he's a tall. I opened for him.
You
and
did?
He wore a hockey jersey. I opened for him in the best/worst night of my life.
What happened?
It was mostly
tell
the
us
best. It was amazing, but you could see maybe that wouldn't be the best bill. It was an amazing bill, actually, but it was just a challenging when it was in Austin, Texas, and it was like a bunch of like aging frat guys, like finance bro dudes. And they really wanted to see Snoop Dogg very badly.
Oh.
And I kept talking.
Oh.
but it went well. Like, but probably it was like 2,000 people, and maybe like 500 were like fully on board with me, and the other 1,500 were just like, why is that guy testing the microphone for so long?
Where was this again?
Oh, no.
In
Austin, Texas.
At the Austin City Limits.
Sorry, place. If I was booking Austin City Limits, this combo makes perfect sense to me.
It does.
You and Snoop Dogg?
It really does.
I'd fucking watch that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean, it. I think I sort of figured it out because they also had a local Austin soul band. And I was like, why did they ask me to do this? And then I figured they had me go out 20-minute set. Then the soul band plays 45 minutes. Then I figure it's Snoop Dogg time. They're like, no, Dave, you go back out for 20 minutes.
Oh.
And like, if you thought the audience was mad the first time. So Snoop only at the time, I think he only does like 60 minutes, no longer. So I think that they were, you know, when you buy like a fruit salad at a deli,
yeah,
and they put all the good fruit on top,
yeah,
and then you realize it's, oh, this is all cantaloupe and melon.
That's right.
And I think I was the cantaloupe and melon of that show.
Oh, no.
Say it isn't so.
I know. I think that they were, but I think that they were like just trying to stretch the night out
And look, was Snoop even there at that time? Because, you know,
there was no sign of him until the very end.
He wasn't there. He wasn't there.
I waited and waited, and he finally came out, and I met him at the very end. And he was very nice. I got a picture with him.
Aww.
And I went, I'll send it to you.
Yay.
I got a picture, and then I have a booger, like right.
No, there. Dave.
Listen. Your brother Jimmy's just telling
me
like
it is. Jimmy's telling us, but you can take that out now. Get the picture.
That's true.
No one knows.
I know. I'm just saying that.
No one told you.
Adding insult to injury.
I'm mad about that for you.
The 20 security guards around him, none of them told me that I
had
a bug. Yeah.
They probably know. He would love it. And he laughed about it for a long time. Guys, this fictional mass murderer who allegedly drowned in camp and came back to avenge his mother's death was able to break out of the horror niche and have mainstream appeal with a bunch of movies, books, Halloween costumes even. You'll recognize him because he wears a goalie mask.
Oh, Jason Voorhees.
And that is Jason Voorhees. Jason. That's right.
Friday the 13th.
That's the song. That's Lacey, like, did you know it?
I knew it. Never seen a movie.
You've never seen Friday the 13th?
No. If I can pitch the idea of a movie night, unless when I come over, brother Jimmy comes over, we could watch one of the first four of them. Maybe.
Dave, I have two friends, Kelsey and Jenny.
I'm really working hard trying to get Joe's.
Kelsey and Jenny have never seen Get Out.
What?
Yes, man.
You gotta see Get Out.
Wait. Okay, we need to stop right now. And I'm gonna say this and it's gonna hurt. Okay. I don't think they can be your friends anymore.
What?
It's time to, after this, we're calling them.
They're our best friends.
Not anymore.
God damn.
I'm your best friend now.
No, she's so mean.
No, I'm sorry. No, they're out of your life.
I mean,
Wait a minute.
They're out of your life.
Oh. No, maybe they were. I have to say, it took me a little while to see it because I assumed it was like a silly comedy. And I was like, oh, I'll get around to seeing it. Yeah, because
Jordan Peele.
I was like, oh, it's going to be some crazy comedy. And then, so I was like, oh, I'll get around to seeing that. And then I saw it and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then everything I've seen by him is. I have the same reaction.
Get Out is one of the best movies of all time. They didn't see it because they're too scared of scary movies. That's why.
And
they
by
didn't
the way,
oh, so it's the opposite reason.
Yeah, they're too easily scared.
Kelsey and Jenny, I apologize. I'm just joking. I love both of you.
Bye.
Well, I have nothing to go on. So,
but come down hard on either side about Kelsey and Jenny right now.
Well, I'm trying to not use profanity, but it's really hard.
It's hard.
When talking about Kelsey and Jimmy.
Jenny. You're Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. I'm Jimmy. Look, even Lucy's confused.
Lucy's like, who the hell is this?
Kelsey and Jenny. Wait, you said they're your only two friends?
Yeah, they're her only two friends. Oh, they're my two.
That's no.
Best friends.
Two of your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you strike me that you would have a lot of friends.
Got a lot of friends.
She don't got no friends.
Nice. Don't
That's
say that.
That's not true.
I got lots of friends. And I love them. But verdict, Dave, Kelsey and Jenny, are pro or con? Pro or anti?
Go with your heart.
I haven't heard any pros yet. Because I only have one bit of information to go on about them. And it's very bad.
It's terrible. I don't know.
But on the flip side, if they're your best friends, then I know they must be quality individuals or a quality duo.
Yeah.
So I'm giving, I can't, I can't wait to meet him at Thanksgiving or whenever.
Guys, this should be a segment where given a minimal amount of information, you are forced to either hate or love, like preferably a person.
Love them or hate them.
Love them or hate them.
Yeah. I think it's good.
There's no reason to do that to anyone in the party, but I love it.
I love it.
No, yeah. I was worried. Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't want to be put under that lens.
I'd have to. I love it. Amber Ruffin, she's had her twists in for 2 weeks. Hater or lover? Any little bit of information you can
just
down.
One little bit.
One little bit. That's it. Guys, question number four. Jamie Foxx's return to the screen after his medical crisis was for a betting commercial, which featured which hockey legend, also known as the Great One?
Oh, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. I said it. Lacey did it. Dave did it too. We expected
Dave
it.
Did it too.
Not to veer into a whole other subject, but I don't understand. I mean, the obvious reason is they get paid a lot of money to do the betting commercials. But then I think, like, don't you have enough money that you're not going to do a betting commercial?
Right?
No.
How much can someone find out? How much do they get?
They get $2 million. And it takes a half a day. That's my guess. Three, four.
That's probably
Jamie Foxx,
right,
$3 million for half of a day of work.
Probably right.
Oh, I'm doing
it. Yeah, so maybe they're like, oh, I'll just take it, I guess. But,
I'm not doing it.
When I have millions, and because I only have just a handful of millions, when I have tons of millions, no, I don't. I'll probably do the same.
100%.
I'll probably do.
Because you know what makes you want more money? Some money.
Money. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I'm not doing it for anything less than $5
million. Oh, that's all what right. She's getting this paid for this podcast. Sorry.
All right. The three of us will make that the agreement. We each get $1 million.
I'm
each.
Not getting out of bed for less than
$5 million.
I think
we would do
a million.
The three of us on a gambling commercial. Forget it. That would be a good gambling.
So let's just cold pitch right now.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, make sure to log in to bets.org. We have the loosest slots, the best odds, and the most blackjacks.
Yeah.
Bets.org. Get in or get fucked.
Out.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Amber, you did a good job.
I mean, I think it's good. You sound like someone knowledgeable about gambling.
Yeah.
Which I think
I threw in some.
The loose slots is what
loosest
I didn't
slots.
Like.
Loosest slots. That's what they say.
Like yeah. That,
you know who got like a real loose slot? Your mama.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Jimmy. Sorry, Jimmy. She's talking
about
our mother.
We all have the same mom.
No, I needed to hear it.
I'm embarrassed by
I had to know. I'm glad I'm finding out like this in the most public of forums. Guys, in the comedy movie Dumb and Dumber, Lloyd and Harry are sitting at a diner. When Lloyd tosses the salt shaker over his shoulder, he hits a character named Seabass. Who is the iconic hockey player who plays this character?
Oh.
Bonus points if you can say how the scene ended.
Never seen this movie.
You never saw Dumb and Dumber?
I didn't realize there was a hockey player.
No.
I don't know.
I know how it ends. It ends, I think, that scene ends, they trick him into paying their tab.
Whoa. That's correct.
You're correct.
We found out.
But I can't remember who the hockey player
you
is.
You gotta hazard a guess.
Okay.
Sticks Magoo. I don't know any hockey players.
Sticks Magoo, which is a great name for a hockey player.
Should be.
Is it Schoenfeld? Is the last name? I can't remember his first name. Cam Neely.
Cam Neely.
If I become a hockey player tomorrow, and it could happen.
It's possible.
My name's going to be Sticks Magoo.
Damn right.
That's a good really name. Good name.
That's a great name.
I'm great at naming stuff.
I'm Jimmy now. You're Sticks Magoo.
I'm Sticks Magoo.
Yeah. By the end of this podcast, I'm going to get a name. We're gonna fall into it. It's got to happen organically.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Okay, so who won the hockey quiz?
Sticks
could have been anyone.
I think Sticks won.
You're Sticks.
I know. I'm saying myself.
I think it could be a day. Oh, a Jimmy won.
Oh, Dave. Jimmy won.
Good job, Jimmy.
Just barely, though.
But who came in second?
I got to give Sticks Magoo.
Sticks Magoo came in second, so. And I know she did.
Oh, Sticks. That's right. Lacey, you did a good job, yep. Okay?
Thank you.
But this is about Dave. He won.
He did win, right? But I needed to know if it was there.
Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll make a compelling case for a big problem and find out what's getting ranked.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. We're back with the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Welcome.
I thought you were going to take a break to tear me a new one and be like, listen, Jimmy. Oh, no.
You're not pulling your own weight.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Guys, welcome to Datum or Dump'em Court. I'm Amber Ruffin. I'm the prosecutor.
And I'm Lacey Lamar. I'm the defendant.
All rise for Judge Dave Hill.
Oh, wow.
Judge Hill, please put your right hand on the Bible.
Sure. Okay.
Your task today is to help the woman who has brought her case before the court. Lacey and I will both plead her case and you will make the ruling. Now, you thought you were going to swear in, so your hand's just going to stay on the Bible.
It's just a Willy Wonka book with some paper wrapped around it.
How could you tell?
It's not real. It's not really the Bible.
I am, this is today's case for datum and dump 'em. Datum or dump 'em. Ooh, or both. We don't know.
No.
I am a 35-year-old female, and I have been with my 43-year-old boyfriend for 4 years. We've been living together. The last 3 years, he's been in a classic rock cover band, and lately, they've been getting more and more gigs around town, mostly in CD bars or backyards. I work in a department store, 8 to 6 p.m., and I'm usually exhausted by Friday nights when his gigs are booked. He keeps asking me to come, but I have absolutely no interest. I'd rather chill at home. I don't even like that music. My mom tells me I should set that aside and support him. I don't care. What should I do?
Okay, I'm going to go first with this.
Okay.
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 She has to go. Mm. She has to go. You've got to go. I don't, if I just take up flute lessons and I'm playing the lute on a stage and there's three people there, you better be there. I don't care if it's terrible. You better be there. And I'm standing on that. Amber. Oh,
and that's your whole case?
That's my whole case.
Do you rest your case?
I rest my case. You better show up.
Counterpoint. Dump that fool. You don't like his music. He's spending all this time playing music you don't want to hear. Fucking fuck that shit. Now you got to feel guilty sitting at home having a nice time. Oh, you shouldn't have to feel guilty. You should just be having fun. Dump that guy. Let him have a groupie. A girl would love to be like, my boyfriend's in a rock and roll band. That'd be fun as fuck. I would love to go to a bunch of concerts. Let him date somebody else who gives a shit. Whoa. Girl, you're only 35. Fuck that
Isn't
dude.
Isn't there like a middle ground?
I rest
ground?
My case. Okay, wait. Oh. I don't rest my case. I open the case back up.
God damn it. It was sleeping.
Listen, you don't have to go all the time. You don't have to go to everyone, but you should be going to a couple here and there.
Get out.
Now I rest my case. That was the...
wait, do I have to... No, I decide which one of you is right?
Yeah, you rule. Now it's your turn, Judgy McJudgerton.
Wait, I decide who's right of the two of you?
Yeah. Yes. Don't this look at really Amber hard while you're doing it.
Because I want you guys both to like me.
Too late, we already do.
Yeah, we already love
good.
You. We
oh,
love you, Jimmy. We don't
Jimmy does it again. I mean, I can kind of see if she loves the guy and wants to be with him and is just like, I love you, I just don't want to go see the band, then I got to go Lacey and say like, yeah, just go out, be all in once or twice a year maybe and just show up and be like, I'm getting chicken wings, I'm getting margarita, I'm in.
Because I know his band stinks.
Yeah, you can already, I can already hear like the Bachman Turner Overdrive covers.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Taking, and then... But then on the flip side of it, I would say if they don't, not even sure they want to be together, if she's not even sure, then yeah, go. But I think like if I had to choose, I would want, maybe it's self-loathing coming out, but I would say I would want someone that does not want to go to every gig. Just come to the really fun ones or the really bad ones. Nothing in between.
Here's why you're wrong.
You want to tell the judge why
I'm
he's wrong?
I'm telling the judge.
This
why
never
the
happens.
Judge
if you
is
want
wrong.
Me to throw her in prison
I
right now,
his gavel.
This is way when I of all in all my years on the bench, I've never seen.
Thank you.
Such an unorthodox approach, but I will allow you to continue just out of morbid curiosity.
This is like when that man jumps over the thing to choke that woman. You sit down. You're done. You cannot say anything else.
He was right. I'm right. This is what's wrong. If she loved him, she would go to the shows. She does not love him. Ooh. She don't want to be with him. Ooh. She won't even go to one fucking show. She said, I'm tired. I want to sit at home. No. A normal person would go to the show and have fun or bring their friend to the show, sit, stand in the back of the bar and have a drink. She can't even do that. She does not want to be with this fool.
Now I'm starting to see Amber's perspective on it. I have to say, you know,
after she jumped
when
over
I showed
the
up
thing.
Here on the bench today, I did not expect to be swayed. But here we are.
Swaying in the breeze.
I don't know. Yeah, I really like... I mean, I'm of two minds, you know, because when I go back to Cleveland, the Paris of Northeastern Ohio, and do shows, like the last time I did a show there over Thanksgiving, like most of my close friends came out to the show. Like I didn't tell them to come. They came.
Yeah.
But there's been other times when they'll just be like, hey, let me know when you're done and we'll meet up at the nearest bar. And then one of them said, well, why would we come see you? We've been getting this for free since we were kids. And I was like, I could see that. I understand that logic as well.
Hmm.
So as hurtful as it is. So I'm going to double down. And I think Amber's right. I don't think she has to. But I think you're both right. She doesn't have to go. I'm just saying she should go once in a while and just be guns blazing. Like, just get so drunk that the boyfriend is like, oh, gosh, can you take my bass amp home? I have to deal with Sheila or whoever, you know. And then he'll be like, hey, if you want to stay in Friday, you don't have to come down to Scorchers. for our gig. I'm just trying to imagine the place.
You've really filled out this world.
You've given us a lot of detail that we didn't have.
It's the sports bar down the road. They do a great. Oh, you got to come out. They're nachos. So good.
Guys, I would love to have a margarita and some nachos at Scorchers right now. I'm not fucking joking. Okay, so this is the verdict. The verdict is she should go. The end. I don't like her. I don't like her boyfriend. Guys, it's time to...
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of passing judgment, and that is what this show should be called.
Passing judgment.
Passing judgment. It's time for us to make our case for the top this or that in our segment called That's Rank. Dave, when I met you at Sketchfest last month, we had a great time singing karaoke because we fucking rule. So today's ranked list...
We really
list,
did. You brought a tremendous amount of heat.
What song did he sing?
Wait, we're going to get to that. Don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So today's ranked list will be the top three songs that you like to sing when you sing karaoke. These are your three go-to karaoke songs. Now, you can't be asking everybody this because not everybody has a list on their phone of karaoke songs that they like. But we do. Yeah. I love them.
Well, I really like... Are you asking me to name the three?
I'm asking you to be the foremost authority on karaoke songs.
Sure.
And name, without a doubt, the top three karaoke songs of all time.
Oh, this is that. It's a hard question, but I mean...
Starting at number three.
Okay.
Do you need more time?
Desperado by the Eagles.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, that's true. Oh, fuck. That's really true.
I don't know that I've ever seen anyone sing that at karaoke.
I've done it.
Yeah?
Not a dry seat in the house. Really?
Just give us a little. Just a little. Come on.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses?
You've been out.
now that you get a sense of
it. Yay!
Great job.
Thank you. And then I really like this song because I think it maybe is the greatest song of all time. Is Freedom 90 by George Michael.
That's right.
Which is
it's on my gym playlist. Good song.
Everyone forgets that song. Not everyone, right. But then you put it on. If there's anything that would unify, ooh. I don't want to speculate that. I mean, there's many territories we could play this song. I feel, you know, to solve a lot of problems.
You're right.
But I mean, just anywhere you just go. I've never heard that song being played when everyone who could hear it didn't. Everyone just like, okay, we're all on the same page right now.
Wait,
what?
No one talked. The dog is snoring.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Lacey,
hear that?
Are you?
I thought Lacey is stuffed up.
As soon as he was done talking, I was going to be like, and the dog is snoring.
I know.
I love it.
I even bore the dog.
Oh, the doggy cute.
But she's heard it. She's here.
She knows.
I don't know. And then... probably Take On Me by A-ha would be the greatest song.
Oh, that's a good one.
No one can sing it. I bet that guy, the singer from A-ha, can't even sing it.
Yeah.
You can't go. And
it's
that,
a little hard.
I can't even feel it.
Yeah. It's too high.
My throat would start bleeding if I even tried.
Yeah, it's a real bloody throat song. Not a good name for the type of song, but it is.
But I don't know. I can't remember the song that I did at karaoke in San Francisco.
I was trying to tell Lacey. I said, Dave went on and on about how it's the best song in the world. And it was something like Bills, Bills, Bills. Was it Bills, Bills, Bills?
Oh, it must have been Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
That's right.
That is a great song.
I love that song.
Oh, it's so good.
Can I tell you, I must have told you on the night my Irreplaceable story.
Tell it.
I was doing kind of like a variety show in New York years ago. I think it was at the Zipper Theater when that was still open. And Martha Plimpton, the actress and dear friend, she and my friend Lucy Wainwright Roach, singer and friend, dear friend, they were playing with music with two other women. I can't remember who they were. And they came out and they sang a few songs, like two acoustic guitars, four women singing. And they play this song I've never heard in my life. And they're like, to the left, to the left. And I'm sitting hearing this song for the first time ever. And I was just like, this song is amazing. And I thought that they wrote it. I thought they wrote it. So after the show, like, I was like, oh my God, they've written a smash hit. I have to tell them, like, this is going to be a huge hit. So I'm like, you guys, that Irreplaceable song, it's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life. And they're like, I'm like, we have to get you in the studio immediately. And they're like, that's by Beyonce. And I was like, oh. So then the next day I listened to Beyonce's version. And if I thought their version was good, when I heard the Beyonce version, I swear, I would go for runs and listen to Irreplaceable over, like, for an hour.
So good.
No one in the world would guess that's what was happening on my headphones, but it was.
Irreplaceable is one of the best songs. You're absolutely right. It's such a good song.
It's so good.
I'm sure they have that about songs too, because if you listen to Emotion, it's just emotion taking me over. You would think that that's their song. Yeah. You would think that that was Destiny's Child and not the Bee Gees, because that song is so fucking good. It's the most beautiful arrangement of that song. Better. Sorry,
Bee Gees. Do you know Heartbreaker by Dionne Warwick?
Sing it.
Why do you have to be a heartbreaker?
Yeah.
When there's just nothing that I never knew. It's such an amazing song.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees wrote it, but she's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. It's pretty.
That's
what we should have done, is world's best covers. Now, something about me is I don't mind a cover.
Me neither.
That's why I love karaoke so bad. I don't care. Sing the song I like. I don't care who's singing it. I'm having fun.
I think a great cut is a testament to great songwriting, which is why Martha and Lucy's, my friend's version of Irreplaceable was so great, because the song, it can't be defeated by anyone.
That's why I think Stevie Wonder is the greatest songwriter of all time, because I've never listened to someone singing a Stevie Wonder song and gone, ew. Even when they sound bad, I'm like, this is a good time. I'm having a great time.
Oh, yeah. Stevie, he's the king.
Okay, Lacey, what are your top three karaoke songs of all time?
I am not loyal to anyone. So
yeah,
it could change tomorrow. But at this moment right now, my top three, I'm going to say Fame.
Ooh,
I love
good
that
one.
Song. It just builds up.
Oh.
Look at me.
Ooh.
What you see. I love it. Okay. The second one, I have been booed singing this song, but only by Amber Ruffin.
She hates it
when I sing Get Here by Aaliyah Adams.
I fucking hate that song, dude.
I love Get Here by Aaliyah Adams. I will sing it to the day I die.
I don't know if I can think of it.
I don't care how you get here. Get here if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yuck. That song more than anything. Okay, and then my last one is Used to Be Whip Appeal by Babyface.
Whip Appeal is the best song on earth.
It's a half an hour song.
The song is a half an hour.
In the middle of the song, you realize that you're tired, you're old, and you can't finish.
You can't finish that song.
But my new one, this is four, and I'm sorry, I did not follow. It's going to be Galileo by the Indigo Girls.
Oh!
Absolutely. And if you can do it with two or three people, because the harmony in that song is amazing.
Yes, you do.
You do.
How long till my soul gets it right? Any human being ever reach that kind of light?
It already sounds great. We have to get you two in the studio.
We're in. I'm there. When do you want to start? And
We got to do it. We have to capture you while you're hot.
Yeah.
While our
album comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are going to love it.
Yes.
Except for people with ears. They're not going to like it.
No.
No, it's going to be really good. We're doing a really good job.
Good job
everyone.
On harmony, Amber. Good job.
Thank you. You know, I used to be a professional backup singer.
You did. She did.
For a country lady.
The harmony. I mean, really?
It's true.
She did. She toured.
Who?
You don't know her. Her name is Jill Marie. And she used to tour in 2000 and 2001.
Big old tour bus.
In a giant tour bus. And we drove all over America and we had the best time. And she was just my little friend. It was a pretty good time. We had a good time.
Yeah. out there on the open road.
Fucking, that's how I do. I'm just a tour guy. Okay, guys, this is my list. I tried to find it on my phone.
I can't go over three.
Okay. This is the best. Oh, look at these notes from like past shows. It's like cut the Donald Trump beat is one of these notes. Okay, that's an old document. Hey, guys, this is the third best karaoke song of all time. It is Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge.
I should have said
it's number three.
Oh,
yeah, it's number three. It's good. Everyone loves it. Number two is Something to Talk About by Bonnie Raitt.
It is a good song.
It's a good song.
That is pretty strong.
It's a good song, but the reason why it's very good is you sound good doing it. You can't. It's right in everybody's sweet spot. Ain't but four notes in that song. They all go back and forth.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it in you.
Yeah.
People are talking. Then the number one song, karaoke song of all time. It's the only karaoke song I sing anymore, is Last Dance by Donna Summer. It's best karaoke song. Untouchable. People fucking flip out. It's the funnest, easiest song to sing. Put it in your rotation.
Was that song in the movie Thank God It's Friday?
What?
Did you ever see that movie?
No, what's that?
Amber's Googling it right now.
Thank God It's Friday is this like 70s disco movie.
It has to be.
And it had Commodores were in it. Donna Summer was in it.
What?
And like a big plot point of the movie is this guy is trying to get, confirmation. This guy is trying to get the Commodore's equipment to the gig throughout the movie. And the whole movie, you're like, is he going to get, I don't know if the equipment's, I honestly don't know if he's, but then he does. The spoiler, I guess. And then Commodores come out and then they're wearing these outfits that have little mirrors all over them. Ooh. Not like a disco ball, but just like just the greatest. I swear I saw it. And I was like, I'm going to be in a band one day.
Aww.
This is amazing. And I did, but I never had that outfit.
I was about to say, did you get the outfit?
You haven't had it yet. But
there's still time.
Life is long and you're young. You can have a mirror suit anytime you set your mind to it.
Amber found the movie.
Yeah. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah.
You were just watching. When we do movie night.
Yeah.
We'll watch that
Friday the 13th. Get Out.
Yeah.
And then
we'll invite Kelsey and Jenny. It'll be fun.
I was going to say, I don't know if we invite him, but.
And that's Jimmy. That's why I love you.
Yeah.
That's why I love you. Because he's not joking around.
I'm not messing around.
You can't just let anybody in here.
Mm-hmm.
No, they need to work for it. I was going to say, we should call them on speakerphone and be like, check out what you're missing. Or FaceTime. Like, FaceTime. Check out what you're missing.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Speaking of Donna Summer, did you see this morning?
What?
She is, not she, because she did pass away. Her estate is suing Kanye West.
Why?
Because he stole a whole song. And I can't, when they played it, I'd never heard of it in my life. And I feel bad. He asked the estate, can I use this song? They said, absolutely not. And they told him, we don't want to be associated with you. And he used it anyway. And so now he's being sued.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He stole the song, I Feel Love. Oh, no.
He did that to someone else recently. Like,
And it's clearly the song. It's like tiny little bit tweaked, but it's like, that's the exact word.
That's
everything. Bad. Yeah. So crazy.
He did that to Aerosmith or somebody recently. Also, or no, Ozzy Osbourne he did.
Oh.
Or Black Sabbath. One of the two.
Hey, no one's surprised.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
no.
Is what it is.
Guys, we had fun. We're still having fun. We're doing a very good job. And I think you guys have some things to do, okay? One, you got to follow at Mr. Dave Hill on Instagram, where you can check out his fashion prints, comedy, get all his books and tour dates on DaveHillOnline.com, okay? Now, I'm Amber Ruffin. I'm over here. That's Lacey Lamar. She's over there. Mm-hmm. I'm at Amber Ruffin. Lacey is at Lacey Lamar 1. So follow us, follow our podcast where you get your podcasts, and rate us, and rate us a good rating. If you want to rate us a bad rating, eat shit.
Whoa. Yeah.
She's so bad. I apologize to everyone.
I do it every time.
I apologize.
I'm bad. But
people need to hear it.
People do need to hear it. Also, we love you guys. And Dave, thanks for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Jimmy. We love you.
Thank you.
Oh, yay,
I can't wait to movie night and all the major holidays we'll spend together.
Yay! You're gonna love
and just,
it.
I could honestly see if maybe we do a lot of check-in phone calls or texts. Okay. Just checking in.
Yeah, you got to get on that family chain.
Man, the family group text.
I don't want to start my day without seeing that you're okay.
All right.
That sort of stuff.
This doesn't sound like Jimmy.
No, this is the new and improved Jimmy.
That's a
this
good
Jimmy's
Jimmy.
Like, hey, I'm running out for coffee and pastries. Do you want anything?
Oh, fancy Jimmy.
This new Jimmy's like literally the best guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
And old Jimmy can eat shit.
Jimmy!
Where's Jimmy?
Jimmy's in Omaha, Nebraska.
Old Jimmy.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. Guys, we love you. Goodbye. I don't know if we said goodbye yet, but if we did, bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.